It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week on the show with us. A total honor to say I've got Rob Halford. How you doing, Rob?
Hey, Jackie. It's great to be with you. Hello, metalheads. It's great to be in the metal community once again and catching up on all things Judas Priest.
What an exciting time for Judas Priest. We finally have a chance to, you know, get a sample of this new music on the upcoming record, the 17th album from Judas Priest, Redeemer of Souls, coming out on July 15th. And we've had a chance to hear the title track, and I've been fortunate enough to get to hear a couple more tunes. And, you know, it's definitely been worth the wait. And Rob, musically, in terms of the metal genre, Priest has literally done it all. So what creative goal dominated the overall direction of Redeemer of Souls?
We've been using the Nostradamus experience as a bit of a reference point. That was our first and only concept album, Jackie, and we love that record, and there's still more to come with that. It's the type of project, if you want to call it, that's got a long life, and we have many, many more ideas to bring to the table with Nostradamus. But as a musical reference, and because it's been 6 years since Nostradamus, it's never 6 years, I think it's 6 years, and 3 years since we played out live on the road, we were just raring to get back into full-on classic Priest mode. 40 years later, we're still making what we feel is some of the best metal of its genre from Priest. So that was where the attention was, to make a record that embodies everything that you love as a Priest fan and that everything you love about classic metal. So it was that, and it was also the word relentless. Let's keep it relentless. Let's not take any steps back. So from the opening thunder and storm of Dragonaut through all the way to the final rallying cry of Battle Cry, and then the cool down song, as it's getting to be called, beginning of the end, it's just non-stop. It's roaring. I think it really sends a strong, strong signal that the Priest is back again.
Let's check out the title track from the upcoming Priest album, Redeemer of Souls, on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford, the metal god, with us on the show, talking about the new Judas Priest album, Redeemer of Souls. It's coming out July 15th. Rob, in terms of songwriting, Priest has mostly been a collaboration between you, Glenn, and KK, and now Richie Faulkner. What's necessary to keep that type of creative relationship vibrant and flourishing, especially on this new album?
Well, any band is made up of great players, but also the writers and the history of Priest. We've left this metal trail of songs over 40 years that have come from three guys getting together and banging metal heads and coming up with the riffs and making the metal come alive. And we've always done that with myself and two guitar players. And I think the fact that we've had the two guitar push in the writing has made the material of Priest quite unique. And so having Richie on board for the first time in the writing world of Judas Priest was absolutely magical. He has all of the right attitude and belief and love for Priest that was needed to pull out all the stops and come up with some incredible contributions. Everything on Redeemer of Souls has come from Tipton, Halford and Faulkner, and it was just really exciting to be in the studio while these songs were being born, because that's literally what happens. You go in studio with nothing, and then at the end of the day you may have a tune that's going to be around a lot longer than you are. That's the power of metal is eternal. So Richie was just ready to go. He came on board with Priest just as we did the Epitaph tour, and that was our first time to kind of live the life on the road, be in each other's company, learn more about each other on all the different levels that you do when a band gets together and starts tracking from place to place. And he took a little rig out with him, and he was always jamming, you know, that was his genuine enthusiasm. He was always jamming in a room, and me and Glenn would hear him next door. And we go, man, listen to these riffs he's coming up with, you know, and we'd stick our heads around the corner. Keep writing, Richie, keep writing. and so that was just his infectious energy. And of course, above and beyond everything about Richie Faulkner, he's a huge Priest fan. He'll tell you that he grew up listening to Priest. He was doing air guitar in front of the mirror to all of those early Priest songs. So he was the perfect fit, really. It was just a miracle that we found somebody not only of his calibre, but of his musical integrity and the fact that he's a Priest fan.
It's Full Metal Jackie, new Mushroom Head coming up. Also, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta and more with Rob Halford. That was new Mushroom Head. Our apologies off their 8th studio album, The Righteous and the Butterfly, which came out this week. It's Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford of Judas Priest with us on the show. The 17th Judas Priest album, Redeemer of Souls, is coming out on July 15th. And Rob Halford, an icon, a legend, and one of the all-time best voices in metal, but also incredibly humble and down-to-earth. One of the things that I love about you, of course. What do you think that your vocal performance on Redeemer of Souls adds to your overall legacy?
Well, I'd like to feel that as a metal singer, I've just been giving it 100% from day one, and that's from my own determination and from the encouragement that I get from my bandmates. And again, I'm always thinking about the fans, you know. So the great thing about metal singers is that, especially if you've got longevity, your voice does tend to change. That's just part of the physical attributes. I've said before, it's not like a drum kick where you can change the skin or you can change the strings on a guitar. So your voice does tend to sound a bit different at my time of life, with respect to where it was when I first kicked off. Having said that, I'd like to feel that all of the character and the strength and all of the delivery and the great fun that I have singing as a metal singer is still intact. And I was pushed a lot by Glenn, who was producing this album along with Mike Exeter. And because we've been family for so long, you know, Glenn knows when to give me a kick as and when it's necessary. And he got some spectacular performances out of me for Redeemer of Souls. So overall, I'm happy, you know. I mean, you know me well enough, Jackie. I'm always complaining about the fact that I wish I could do more. That's just the way I'm so driven. But the overall consensus is that the Metal God delivered the goods again.
Absolutely. I mean, people were losing their minds when you guys released the title track off this new record. And, excited for everybody to hear more. It's Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford with us on the show. Quick break, Josta's weekly pick from the pit coming up next, and more with Rob. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford of Judas Priest with us again, talking about Redeemer of Souls. It's the new album and it's coming out on July 15th. And Rob, in terms of these new songs, how is your role and Priest's role even more important now in terms of keeping the metal flag flying?
Well, I'm glad you've brought that up, Jackie. The fact that we are still flying the flag of metal 40 years later is something of a standard, and I think we carry some responsibility as well. We'd like to feel that we've consistently delivered what we felt was the best metal in our classic metal genre. I always say from the stage, is everybody ready for some Judas Priest style heavy metal? Because that's what we feel we're doing. And more than anything, I'd like to feel that the genuine commitment and dedication from Priest is as strong as it ever was. I mean, let's face it, we don't need to make another record. We've made 16 of them and we've got hundreds of songs, but you can't stop the power of metal. And if you're a writer, if you're a creative person like we are in Priest collectively, why put the fire out if the fire's roaring, you know? And if anything, we threw kerosene on it and it just exploded even more for Redeemer of Souls. So that's another attribute that I'm very proud of in Priest, that we're not, you know, taking things easy. We may be out of the scene physically for stretches of time, but that's because we're working hard planning the next attack. And so it's been a real labor of love putting together the Redeemer of Souls album, just to prove to ourselves that we can still do it. And I'm sure our fans want to see and hear that as well. You know, we love going out and playing all the classics of Priest, be it Breaking the Law, Living After Midnight, Nothing Coming, Electric Eye, Beyond the Realms of Death, all of these and many, many, many more. But we're equally thrilled to know that there's an opportunity coming to share some of these new songs as well, as we consider going out on the road one more time.
Full Metal Jackie coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New Machine Head coming up for you, and more with Rob Halford up next. Full Metal Jackie with Rob Halford of Judas Priest. And a few months ago, we had a chance to see Judas Priest as Simpsons characters, which was really cool. How does it feel for you, you know, being in this band for as long as you have, to have things like that happen at this point and have people start recognizing the band for what it is?
Well, it was a glorious moment, really. Who wouldn't want to be a Simpson or in the Simpson family? It's the world's biggest, most famous animated TV show of its type. It still is, all of these years later, and I grew up on The Simpsons, like a lot of us did as far as when it first started to be broadcast. I was hooked on that show, and so when these recognitions start to happen, especially from a fiercely protected, treasured brand that The Simpsons is, they don't pick their guests very lightly. They think long and hard about who they want to step into The Simpsons world. So it was a thrill for us, obviously. I mean, I was just buzzing when I got the phone call that was going to take place. So it was a lot of fun to go over to the studios and to sit in the reading room and listen to Homer speak 2 feet away from me, Dan, and all of the other incredible voice actors that we know from that show. And then to lay down some Breaking the Law riffs and just see how it's made. I didn't see the entire experience, but it was thrilling, especially to be on the Fox lot, knowing that Fox lot is where some of the greatest movies of all time have been made. But there you go, you know, when you're stepping into that type of iconic cultural experience like The Simpsons, and all of these accolades and awards start coming your way later on in life, it's fantastic. We're extremely grateful, and we're very proud that we accept this, not only for Priest, but for our fans and for metal in the world.
Full Metal Jackie with Rob Halford on the show with us. New Machine Head for you now. This is Killers and Kings. Suicide Silence with Cease to Exist from You Can't Stop Me, their first album to feature their new vocalist. The album's coming out on July 15th. Full Metal Jackie with Rob Halford of Judas Priest on the show with us tonight. And Rob, let me ask you a question, because I know a few years ago you guys had talked about the possibility of not touring again. What do you feel changed your minds about that?
It's got to be the fans. We went out there in all genuine honesty saying that this was a farewell tour, but if we could have picked a better word than farewell, I wish we would have found one, you know. It should have been my job being the lyricist. But I suppose farewell isn't really goodbye. It's like, see you next time. What we were trying to explain as we moved along was that we will be going out again, but it won't be these two-year treks around the world that naturally become a little bit more challenging when you get to a certain stage in your life. And we never want to compromise ourselves, Jackie. We want to be able to go out on stage wherever it might be on the planet and give you everything that we've got. So if there's a way of kind of readjusting the touring scheduling where we can still do that and go in the ring and give you everything, then that's what we intend to do. And we've just been discussing while we've been together in New York. First time we've been together as a band in 3 years, ironically enough, because we saw each other in and out of the studio, but we were never all there at the same time. So for the first time we were together recently, and we discussed about the touring side of it, and we've actually started to put down set list ideas.
Oh wow.
So as and when we start considering dates, which as of me talking to Full Metal Jackie, it looks like we'll be going out in the fall in America, so you'll be getting us towards that time of the year, and we'll be kicking the tires, as they say, and getting the engine revved up and ready to go out and play live to our fans again.
Full Metal Jackie with Rob Halford, the 17th Judas Priest album, Redeemer of Souls, coming out July 15th, and we will have Judas Priest in the U.S. touring in the fall. Very exciting. Rob, it's such a pleasure to talk to you, and really appreciate all that you do, and I hope to see you soon.
Well, thank you so much, Jackie, and thank you for all the great stuff you do for metal on your radio shows. You're a leader in that world, and you know, we love radio. Priest has always had a fantastic relationship with radio, and more than ever now with you leading the metal charge. So it's been great talking to you, and a big shout out to all the metal heads that listen to Full Metal Jackie. in the US and around the world on the internet. And keep checking out judaspriest.com for updates on the band, especially as we go through the release cycle, July 15th. And we'll see you all on the road real soon.